Go set a watchman, won't you? If you love to watch paint dry, you might have spent today at the various websites live streaming the official release of the Harper Lee prequel sequel to Kill a Mockingbird. Here are a few moments from the live reading by 250 fans at the Monroeville, Alabama courthouse that began today at the crack of dawn.
The county and the town were named for Colonel Mason Makem, a man whose misplaced self-confidence and overwhelming willingness brought confusion and confoundment to all who rode with him in the Creek Indian Wars. Colonel Makem, convinced that Indians hated to fight on flat land, scoured the northern reaches of the territory looking for them. He dispatched a friendly Indian runner to Makem with a message, "Move south, damn you."
Monroeville is Harper Lee's hometown, and the Alabama Tourism Department sponsored today's reading, just one of the events around the world to celebrate this publication day. Veteran Alabama historian Wayne Flint of Auburn University will be reading the book to anyone who will listen today. Very early today, speed reader Ann Jones of Corbridge, Northumberland in the UK, polished off the 278 pages in 25 minutes and 31 seconds. A page-turner, Jones said. While To Kill a Mockingbird was a morality play about heroes and villains in the American South struggling with racism, Watchmen might be more of a piece of sociological realism.
There's a lot of ugly things in this world, son. I wish I could keep them all away from you. That's never possible.
Gregory Peck, of course, is Atticus Finch, the voice of morality in Mockingbird, the book and movie. But he is not the same in Watchmen. He is a man embittered and angry. Cher Caldwell, a 43-year-old English teacher from Kentucky, says she's ready to be mad about this possibly new Atticus. He's the epitome of the moral compass, she said. Jenny in Duluth, Minnesota says there are characters in a story meant to express history. History needs to be taught so that it doesn't repeat itself. I think it's a way to introduce history to the younger population and to open up a conversation about it.
Hi, this is Heather Stuyvesant from Dartmouth, Massachusetts. Knowing that To Kill a Mockingbird was actually written after Go Set a Watchman, I see Mockingbird as evidence of Harper Lee herself evolving from the racist views of her time and place. These views do seem to be clearly evident in Watchmen, but are largely absent from Mockingbird, though it shouldn't be called a sequel, and I hope that it provokes conversations about the buried racism in our nation.
And some folks from out west, first from Washington State. I will not read the new book. To Kill a Mockingbird could not be made better by a sequel, not to mention it has been too long in between. I don't want to see the characters develop further. This is not a Marvel movie that needs to build a fan base.
Hi, my name is Adrienne from Springfield, Illinois. I don't know if I'll read the new book. What's sad is that racism is alive and well in America, and as an African American, I live with racism. What's written in a fictional book is inconsequential when I have to face hostility and prejudice on a consistent basis. Others have the privilege of experiencing racism in some fictional account.
Hi, this is Molly from Chicago. Oh, yes, literature and other forms of cultural expression, especially long form, that are part of popular culture, allow a forum for the teasing out of multifaceted issues that current events show we continually need to talk about.
Now, is that what young writer Harper Lee was trying to do back in the 1950s, tease out multifaceted cultural issues? Or was she just trying to break into the New York literary world with some great characters? And Atticus Finch is a great character. Royal Oak, Michigan. I will definitely read the new book, and I can only hope it will only affect my opinion of To Kill a Mockingbird positively. To see Atticus as a flawed man on a journey to understanding is what I'd like to see.
Hi, this is Jennifer Larson calling from Quogue, New York. Not only am I going to read Go Set a Watchman, I've gathered together a group of about 25 women for a book club reading. We're going to read it and then talk about it, and everyone's really excited. The response has been amazing. Let you know how it works out.
If you, like Jennifer and her two dozen friends, are planning to read this book, we want to hear your reaction. It's the Takeaway Book Club of the radio and the podcast and everywhere else. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Head over to thetakeaway.org if you'd like to give us your view of the book on this program.